This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's going to be, is it supposed to super rain today too? Because it was raining this morning.
There was rain last night as well, but I think the worst days that we're looking at here in the Bay Area are like Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
So that's, I don't think today's really the heavy. Worst day.
I was thinking, you know, you were talking about things that have changed since we all started working from home. And as I sat getting ready for work this morning, and I could hear the rain hitting the skylight in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what's awesome? I don't have to drive anywhere. And then I thought, poor Nicole had to drive in.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as Friday, though. Friday was worse, but still, it's really cold out there.
It's going to be a tough week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and God knows it gets slippery. It gets real cold in the morning and it gets really slippery out.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, were you doing overnights at all?
Yeah.
So what's better?
This.
Right. I mean, we all paid dues, and I, as you were saying that, I absolutely don't want her out there in this mess. But on the other hand, we all had to do the shifts.
Yeah.
Overnights is the absolute worst thing that can happen to your life, though,
in my opinion. It throws you off. And I would go home. After here, I would go home, get home around like 6-ish or 6:30-ish, sleep for 2 or 3 hours, then go to my other job, and then go to school, then do my internship at my other job, and then come back and do an overnight. I can't believe I did that.
That is crazy. Yeah. And the thing that sucks, I always thought, you know, because I did overnights for a couple years, and I like to get up and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because it hangs over your head. Like, I would do the overnights. I'd be home in bed by 7 o'clock, wake up around, you know, 2 in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon. Basically, you're up, you sort of get ready, and dinner is what you eat. And then you wait the whole night till you have to leave for work.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
It's, and then even if you see friends, not like you're having a bunch of drinks.
No. Nope.
You know, you're going to go to work. Mm-hmm. So it just hangs over your head the whole time. Oh God, third shift.
You totally know it. I mean, that is exactly your, first of all, you're always tired. Second
always.
Of all, mm-hmm. that evening thing where it's hanging over. I was on top of a lady.
Oh.
and I look at the clock and I'm like, I have to go. I got to go to work. It's the middle of the night and I'm
going to be late if I don't get off this lady right now.
Right. Exactly right.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, I would try to take a nap before coming here at night. That night I had to work, but I would be so paranoid about oversleeping or missing it that I wouldn't even be taking a nap. I would just be laying there.
Yeah. Well, anyway, be careful driving.
Yes, I will.
It's going to be a tough week for that. I can't tell you what a relief it is to not drive in the rain. Like, those were the scariest mornings.
You're telling me.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I live a lot closer than 100 miles from the station, so it's, you know.
It's not 100, 70.
I think you mean 76. Damn, it's a lot closer to 100 than what I'm doing. All right, Sarah and Vinny, Facebook page. That's our sponsor for the Celebrity Trash. Check out our Facebook page. We have all kinds of fun, helpful links and videos. Stuff we mentioned on air. In fact, I know for a fact there's a couple things that are
coming up.
Coming right up.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, honey. How much does the average American, this is all the Americans, 350 million or whatever the number is now, how much are we spending per month on streaming services. The average person. Now, I get there are some people who are like, I don't have any of those. Mm-hmm. And other people are like, I don't even have cable anymore. All I have is streaming services, so I've got all of them. And I still pay less. So what do you think?
The reason it's a hard number to come up with is I've never heard any number. So I don't even I can't base it off like, okay, growth over the past 5 years.
I'll give you a little hint.
I'll say $1 billion.
No. This is per person.
Oh.
What about, do they consider having a cable service, a streaming service?
No.
Because some, okay.
Nope. These are strictly the standalone pay per stream.
$50.
It's about $50. It's $47. That's up 24% from last year. Not surprising at all. For most of us this year, we were running out of shows to watch. And in the end, you had to sign up for something else because you did. You had to. Also,
here we are, right?
Otherwise, I'm just going to watch actual TV. What's that? So Netflix is still the most popular. No surprise there. And they're doing a great job. Some of their original stuff is just awful. But other stuff is great. I'll take a chance. I'll watch 10 minutes of something. No problem. 24% over last year is what the average American is. 24% more than last year. $38 a month is what we were spending last year, average. Which I actually think this whole thing is high anyway. I think of, you know, most Americans as, you know, being very budget savvy and conscious. But we're right now, the average person spends about $47 a month on streaming services. Mm. So it's, let's see, 49.
I don't know if that will go back down again. I don't know. You know, it's interesting as people talk about, are we changed forever from right. this? And I don't think we are. In fact, I think that when this thing's under control, we'll go out more than maybe we used to, because most people will be like, get me the hell out of this house. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So I think there'll be a comeback on that to some extent. It's got to be up because of that reason, right? You just said it.
It's actually since April. In April of last year, we were spending $38 a month, and then we ran out of shows on those streams, so we signed up for other ones. So obviously the pandemic has a lot to do with the increase. But there was a launch of several new platforms. They say HBO Max and Peacock were actually big players. So, not surprisingly, number one is Netflix, and that is followed by Amazon Prime, which, because you don't have, if you're already a Prime member, you have most of it. There are things you have to purchase when you're a Prime member, even though you're paying for Prime, and you get on there, and they'll say, we'll give you the first season for free, or we'll give you the first episode for free. But some of it you just have to pay for. But that is where you access it. Hulu is number three. Disney Plus is number four. I can't believe Hulu has more than Disney Plus.
I'm sure that's going to change.
HBO Max is number five. Peacock and Apple TV Plus is number... Apple TV Plus is number seven. And I feel like I watch Apple TV Plus almost the most. It just seems like everything
I
wind
two
up
most,
watching.
My two most recent favorite shows are off of Apple Plus.
What are they? The Morning Show?
The Morning Show was excellent, and I've been one episode a night going through Ted Lasso, and I really like it.
Oh, my God. How good is that show?
It's
honestly,
really, really good.
I'm in love with it. I don't know what stopped me from looking at it. I thought, I guess because the description is, man moves to England to coach a soccer team. And I thought, what do I want with that? It's great. I put
He's
it right
a great,
up there with
great character, and it's the timing of it, because it's brainless and it doesn't have any politics. It's just fun.
Yep.
It's perfect. It's something I highly recommend. You were
totally
right.
Totally feel good. Yep.
Yep.
And I put it right up there with
vibe.
Schmitt's Creek. I agree. And you buy it. Like, Jason Sudeikis is a comedian and he's snarky, and you've seen him on SNL and you've seen him in other isn't he in Horrible Bosses? Is that one of his shows?
I think so, yeah.
He's one of these guys that is, I just didn't see this in him, and he embodies this kind of moron. Like, Forrest Gumpy love and kindness. and is pulling it off.
Isn't that sad? It's so sad the way you just described him. He's got a big heart, and he's really good at what he does, which is people. Right. And yet, you're right, it does have a gumpish innocence to it where you can see that people get over on him and people yep. think lowly of him. And meanwhile,
he's emotionally cries. He's, you know, he does things specifically because it's going to make someone else feel good.
Yeah.
And not
he's
necessarily
an awesome
him.
Character.
He's
a good
a great,
watch.
Great, great, great. And how about some of the supporting cast? Like, I'm sorry, Keely. I love her.
Yep.
Roy, the older soccer player, and even that Jamie Tart, the younger soccer player, like, oh, my God. And Sam, the African kid. Oh, my God. I love that
show. We're talking about Ted Lasso on Apple TV+. Plus. Obviously, we both really like it.
Is there anything that I didn't mention here that anybody else has signed up for? Because I'm signed up for, I'm not signed up for that many. But I'm on Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, Disney, HBO, Apple TV, CBS All Access I pay for as well.
Oh, you're way
pretty
you're
sure
in deeper.
Pretty sure I'm going to go BritBox as well.
Peacock?
I don't have Peacock. You're on Peacock?
Yeah. But it's free with Xfinity if you're an Xfinity customer.
Oh, so I have that already.
Yeah,
okay, let me just add that right to
what
it.
Is this BritBox?
It's got all these British shows. Every time there's some British show I want to watch, I'm like, oh, great. Now I got to sign up for BritBox. And so me and John keep talking ourselves out of it, but there's so many shows on there. I am also on, there's like a PBS streamer, and I'm on that too. I pay for that.
You currently hold the record then. I'm nowhere near you on that
for sure.
On that front.
Yeah, I'm definitely, I'm much more likely to just come, all right, fine. I want to watch that. But it is true, unless you specifically discontinue something, they continue to ding you. I would have gotten off Hulu after I finished The Handmaid's Tale, but I keep finding stuff on there that I want to watch. Oh, well. 47 bucks a month is what the average American is spending. I might be spending a little more than that, but
sounds like you're
much.
Over that.
I'm just...
I think so.
Yeah. And my kids, every time I look at my Visa bill, I'm like, what the F is Steam? What is game thing that... And I... I'm like, what are these? Oh, that's my thing. I need that for this. All right. Spotify, all this crap. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oy vey.
Yeah.
Anyway. You were just talking about the Super Bowl. Tom
Brady, isn't it exciting?
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. I'm like,
so
exciting. I couldn't be more excited.
And I have a hat. Specifically, I got to go find it, but I have a hat. I'm
oh
so
God,
excited.
I can't wait to see it.
Go Bucks.
Tom Brady's heading to the Super Bowl for the 10th time. The Pats missed the playoffs completely this year. Belichick has never won a playoff game as a head coach without Brady. And Brady doesn't seem to need Belichick as much. Belichick.
Aww.
Brady and the Bucks defeated the Green Bay Packers. Brady tried to lose. He tried. Threw three picks, but it didn't matter.
It also wasn't him. It was his receivers,
okay.
The
but
butterfinger
doesn't matter.
Receivers.
He tried. He tried to throw it to the other guys. In Super Bowl 55, it'll be Brady, Mahomes, and the defending champion, Kansas City Chiefs. They easily knocked out the Bills. So there won't be any new blood. Mahomes won the Super Bowl last season. Brady won it the year before. This will be the first ever Super Bowl between the last two Super Bowl winning QBs. It's also just the seventh Super Bowl between quarterbacks who have previously won one. The Bucks will also be the first team in history to play in a Super Bowl in their home stadium, as you so kindly pointed out. It's really hard to get to the Super Bowl, and yet Brady's headed to his 10th. This will be Mahomes' second. Brady's 43, Mahomes is 25. So Brady was winning Super Bowls back when Mahomes was 6 years old, which probably puts him in the first grade. Brady will start his fourth Super Bowl in the last 5 years. It's also his third since turning 40. No other quarterback has started one Super Bowl in his 40s. This is his third. He will have as many Super Bowl starts in his 40s as Aaron Rodgers, Dan Marino, and Drew Brees have combined in their whole careers.
Right.
So there are plenty of haters out there.
One of the funny things they showed during the game yesterday, this was the Packer game, but they were showing that Aaron Rodgers was a senior in high school when Tom Brady was winning Super Bowl. Like these stats they show to sort of give you his age.
Right.
It's fine. You're doing a show. I get it. But we get it. He's 43. You don't have to keep telling us that people were pooping in their own pants when he was already playing in the league. Or it is brutal. He's got to be like, come on. Can you lay off? I'm playing good.
I'll bet he's actually like, yeah, that's right. More
maybe
checks, more things that no one else has ever done. I do all the things no one's ever done. Brady's made more Super Bowl appearances and has more Super Bowl wins than any other player. Oh, good for you. Congratulations, Tom. Super Bowl ads, those happen every year. Have you guys seen the teaser for the Matthew McConaughey one? There's something, they're calling him Flat Matt. Flat Matthew McConaughey.
No.
He's like in a kite. He's flattened out and he's in a Dorito chip kite. And a dog is flying the kite. And people are looking up going, what the F is going on? And he's like, a little help here. Be on the lookout for that. He's been starring in a Doritos Super Bowl 2021 commercial. Oh, good. I'm glad I'm getting to this. Godzilla. I grew up with Godzilla. I love Godzilla. I like the old Godzilla in the kind of rubbery costume. It clearly has a dude in it in the old Japanese.
Yeah, I definitely watched those two. I don't remember what the presentation was like. If there was a specific, you know, like what do we have? You have the three big networks, and then we had like a Channel 13.
Yeah,
which was
the,
just
the
like
UHF
some other thing.
Ones, right? UHS.
Right.
Ours was on Channel 56. It would be Creature Double Feature on Channel 56. And
okay.
It'd be like a Rodan movie or a Mothra.
Sure.
And then a Godzilla movie or whatever horror movies. This is where I saw all my horror movies when I was a kid. And listen, I loved them. I just thought they were great. I would have dreams about Godzilla, you know, Gamera, Gojira. They were all big. There is a new Godzilla movie. And I believe this one's been done, Godzilla versus King Kong. This is an update. 11's in it, Millie Bobby Brown, and other people. I mean, there's a million people in the cast, obviously. But wasn't she in the last Godzilla movie, too? Isn't she like a friend of Godzilla's or something?
I don't know that. I haven't seen any of the Godzilla movies.
It was like both of her parents are divorced, and they were like, not the creators of it, but they had him underground or something, and then the mom released it. Because she was angry about something.
About the divorce, probably.
We were watching it recently at my house because my sister's fiance is obsessed with Godzilla.
It was called like Godzilla King of Monsters or something.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't watch it. I'm over this.
I gotta watch
it's
that.
It's okay. It's with,
I'm looking at this one. This looks epic.
It's with Coach Taylor from Friday Night Lights as well.
Oh, sure. I love
Coach
that guy.
Taylor.
I don't know
Coach
his real
Taylor.
Name.
I'd know it if you told me, but it's Coach Taylor.
Okay, it sounds like you were a bigger fan than I was because I did watch those shows. What is Godzilla's story? Is he like a failed experiment? Is he?
I don't know. I really don't. I think he's from outer space. I don't really know. There was a planet with all the monsters on it, right?
I don't remember.
At some point, like the three-headed monster and all the. Well, I don't know. Anyway, there's a new one.
Okay.
And the trailer is epic. They go get Godzilla.
Yeah, it looks
because
badass.
they gotta get him, you know, to stop. Sorry, they go get King Kong on the island that he's on, and of course he's got a little girl that he loves, and
it's Godzilla.
And they're just battling, and it's Godzilla looks like he would really F you up. I mean, that guy, he's not the dude in the rubbery costume anymore. He is full on.
Oh yeah, animal fight.
With a right cross cut. Throws him down. They're in the water. The tail's up. It's smashing them. It looks like maybe Godzilla has some kind of hammer because he actually gets the laser beam and smashes it right down into Godzilla's face. Boy, I like it. I can't wait to watch it. Yeah. Oh, boy. We're putting that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
You know it.
And you're going to love it. And I'll leave you with this one. This is nothing to do with anything. Kourtney Kardashian the least known Kardashian. You see her, but she doesn't say much, and maybe it's because she doesn't have much to say. I don't know. Maybe she lets Travis Barker do all the talking. She's dating Travis Barker.
Oh.
And I think it's a nice matchup, I guess. She's 41, he's 45. I went to Palm Springs where mom Kris Jenner has a home. Go, why don't you guys go take my house? That sounds like a great idea.
For a talk show.
Could that guy be any different than the guy she was married to all those years?
She wasn't married to Scott Disick. They were just together.
Really?
Yeah, so they have three kids. He also has three kids. So they are the Brady Bunch in a weird 2021 kind of way. They're in Palm Springs together, dating for about a month or two, is what people say. They've known each other for years. They've been friends, and he's even been on record saying, look, we're friends, and that's it. We're just friends. We're just friends. We're just friends. And it's taken a turn for the romantic, so congratulations to both of them. I don't have what Shayna Mokler or Scott Disick think about this. Wasn't she very briefly linked to Justin Bieber?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A while ago. Obviously, uh-huh. A few years back before he married Haley or whatever.
It was more rumored, though. It wasn't official, it seemed. They were hanging out.
Yeah, she's attractive. You know, he's a drummer. So
I like him.
I do,
he's
too.
Cool.
He's actually a funny dude. He seems like a cool
guy. He's got a very different look, although, and that's sort of the thing I was pointing at is, you know, Scott Disick is like that, I don't know. I shouldn't even
tool.
Say it.
He's a douche. He's like the poster boy for a douche.
Something
and
like that is what I was going to say,
And then you got this guy,
and
he's a cool,
he's
older
a punk rocker.
Dude.
He's covered in tattoos. He's not really the aggressive type that I've seen. Like, I don't see him bullying Scott, but he's very different than Scott.
So he also won't fly, so that's probably why they went to Palm Springs. I guess they both live in Calabasas, or I don't know where she lives all the time. I think she has a New York base. But they were neighbors, and they've known each other for years, and now they're like, why the hell not? So they're together. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got the person that won the lottery. It might have been me. I can't say for sure until I get to the other side. But someone won $1 billion over the weekend, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.